Earlier today, Western Michigan University held its annual fall academic convocation. It included the 2019 State of the University Address by President Edward Montgomery. He reviewed the university's accomplishments over the year past and looked ahead to new programs and challenges.
I've often said it's the people at WMU who are our special sauce. Their commitment to making a difference in the lives of our students and the community where we reside and in the broader world is really remarkable. I'd like to share the story that some of you might have already heard at last spring's Board of Trustees meeting, but I find particularly poignant as a reminder of why and what we do here at Western Michigan University and how much it matters. So Eddie Warr was born in a home fraught with the kind of difficulties no child should have to endure. Substance abuse, domestic violence, instability, and hunger. He and his sisters became bound together in their mutual battle to survive and to grow up. Determined to stay together, they struggled through multiple placements in the foster care system, where some of their placements seemed uninterested in having him around, and still others seemed only interested in the money. Finally, they got lucky, and they were adopted into a stable home that wanted them both. But Eddie was 16, and his years of being part of the system had left him hardened, distrustful, and rebellious. He acted out, and in his own words, made mistakes, as we all do throughout our lives. And he thought he'd never have a chance for a better life, for a future. But then Eddie became a young father. And when he had his daughter, he had his outlook changed. He wanted to create a life for himself and for her. Eddie would eventually come to Western Michigan University because he was looking for an opportunity. "All I want is a chance," he said, and we gave it to him. Eddie buckled down and he worked hard, but he still thought his opportunities would be limited by his past. But he met Bob Stewart, his advisor in the Zhang Career Development Center, who saw something in Eddie, and he encouraged him to apply to be a Greenleaf Scholar. This was for a program created by another Bronco alum and trustee, Bill Johnston, specifically to open the world of finance to members of underrepresented groups. With the help and support of his mentor and many others, Eddie eventually was awarded a slot in the Greenleaf Trust internship program, which provides him not only with resources, but access to the world of finance and a whole new career path that he never imagined. He told us he feels empowered to finally envision a bright future for himself and his daughter. Now, Eddie's going to graduate next fall with his bachelor's degree and is on course for a successful finance career. Eddie has joined us today, and I'd like to ask him to stand and be recognized. Now, when Eddie told his story in front of the Board of Trustees, there wasn't a dry eye in the room. Everybody was incredibly proud of him and of those members of our community and alumni who believe in second chances and who actively work to create those opportunities. That's what they did. They extended a hand and gave Eddie a second chance. Now, it's important to note that his success didn't come about because anyone lowered the bar for him. No, they kept it high and helped him elevate to it. That's what we do at WMU. We continue to work with, not for our students, but work with them so that they can succeed. Eddie's story tells us our efforts are working and that we can and are making a difference. Eddie and students like him give us a reason to jump out of bed and come to work every day. At WMU, we meet students where they are, regardless of their circumstances, and add value to their lives. From our medallion scholars to those with more humble high school records, we make an impact. And you know what? We're really good at it. Yes, you are. That was recently validated by both Washington Monthly and the U.S. News and World Report. Both publications now measure how much college and universities affect social mobility and what they contribute to students' likelihood of success. Washington Monthly ranked us as first in the state of Michigan for our impact on alumni earnings 10 years after graduation, and second in Michigan for our impact on graduation rates. Now, U.S. News placed us at the top of Michigan institutions as well in their social mobility ranking, which looks at the success rates for low-income students. Not only are we number one in the state, we're in the top 100 of both private and public universities in the country and the top 50 of all public universities in this nation. Now, we may not have the endowments of some of those guys, or the giant football stadiums of others, or the national roster of some of our sister universities, but when it comes to adding value, for getting students where they want to go, that old Western State Normal School motto still rings true, so that all may learn. That's what everybody in this room does every day. Our colleagues that we recognize today are exemplars of the excellence that we bring to our work. Simply put, their excellence should inspire us to even greater heights. Now, Aristotle said that excellence is never an accident. It is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, and intelligent execution. It represents the wise choice of many alternatives. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. The pursuit of excellence, whether as an individual or for an organization, starts with high intentions and a big dream. But it also requires persistence, hard work, and purposeful action. We are celebrating the results of one such audacious dream just this year, which is the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. So for many of us who are baby boomers, we remember where we were when Neil Armstrong first took that giant step for mankind. That voyage and landing, however, didn't occur by accident. It was the result of a dream, yes, but also persistence and purposeful strategy by hundreds of not just astronauts and scientists, but programmers, technicians, machinists, part makers, and countless others. The collective effort was only as good as the weakest link, for failure at any step, or by even the smallest margin, could have meant disaster. A coordinated, focused team effort is what made it possible. While we saw the astronauts on TV, it was the countless others, most of whom we will never know about, played vital roles. And so it is with the attainment of most big dreams. President Kennedy set our nation on a course for the moon earlier in that decade. Now, he could have aimed at a lower goal, one that most certainly could have been successful. But instead, he said, we choose to go to the moon in this decade and do other things, not because they're easy, but because they're hard. And then he added a little lesser known quote, because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Think about that for a second. JFK sent a lofty goal that some considered was unobtainable. But it would allow our nation to demonstrate what we were capable of accomplishing if we could marshal our best of our energies and skills. Now, that marshaling our best of our energies and skills, that's just not about going to the moon. It's about who we are, and even more, who we want to be right here at Western Michigan University. Higher education in Michigan and at our university is facing upheaval in at least three very significant areas: state demographics, the changing nature of work, and the cost of higher education. By the year 2030, the pool of Michigan high school graduates will be 14% smaller than it is today. 14% smaller. As a university that currently draws 79% of its enrollment in a state that's home to 15 other public universities, the result is that we're facing unprecedented competition for a shrinking pool of increasingly skeptical students. To get them enrolled, it is not sufficient for us to say we're open for business, as might have been in the case in the 60s, in the 70s, and maybe even the 90s, when many of us went to school. We must stand out. We must give them a reason why WMU should be their first school of choice. While higher education has many individual and social benefits, one that stands foremost in the minds of many prospective students and their parents is its direct impact on their employability. But Dell Technologies estimates that 85% of the jobs that will be needed in 2030 don't even exist yet. Just 10 years ago, people did not pursue jobs managing social media. They didn't aspire to develop virtual reality tools or use 3D printing technology in the workplace or to operate drones for geological or environmental or even package delivery purposes. Today, these are careers that WMU students are successfully pursuing. So we must continue preparing students for today while also guiding them through their career paths into the future. Finally, state governments are increasingly shifting the cost of public education from the taxpayer to the students and their families. Partially as a consequence of this, the cost of education has risen dramatically, and nationwide, student debt now tops $1.5 trillion. $1.5 trillion. Where once our state funded as much as 75% of our general fund, that number has tumbled to closer to 25%, and there's no sign of it rising anytime in the future. State of Michigan ranks 44th in funding for higher education. 44th. As our legislature grapples with the 2020 budget, what's been proposed for us is 0.5, 1/2 of 1% increase in our general fund. 0.5 of 1%. That will not dent that downward cycle. The consequence of this shift is that there is no longer such a thing as permanent funding. Each year, indeed each semester, we must demonstrate unquestionable value, giving students a reason to enroll here, funders a reason to support our research and creative activities, and alumni and supporters a reason to give. So the challenge is real, it's immediate, and it is significant. To reach our goals, to fulfill our dreams, I would argue that organizing and measuring the best of our energies and skills is not just an abstract, noble aspiration, but is absolutely necessary for an institution that seeks to overcome its difficulties and ensure that all may learn, both now and in the years to come. But as philosopher Will Durant said, We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. My first State of the University address, I laid out a vision of three R's that must be accomplished for us to reach our highest aspirations. We must enhance our reputation, we must diversify and increase our revenues, and we must improve student success or retention. How are we doing? Collectively, we're making strides in each of these pursuits. But as I said, excellence is not a single act. Doesn't come with a switch you can turn on and off. It comes from a relentless pursuit of a vision. But here are some examples of our recent successes. Start with retention. So last year, we offered targeted completion grants funding to assist seniors who are close to graduation and were at significant risk of dropping out. We have literally hundreds of students each year who are in good standing, who are within one or two semesters of graduating, and then stop. What we did was target money to get them back in track and help them graduate. As a result of the investments that were made, more than 125 different students who may have given up on their dreams of earning a degree are now graduates of this institution. Yeah. This is a wonderful personal achievement for each of them. They put in the hard work to complete their studies. It also improved our graduation rate by 3 whole percentage points. We need to scale this effort up, and we are doing so this fall. And in the first few months alone, we've already saved or helped 29 different students return to the campus for their senior year. Now, this effort requires the cooperation of multiple campus audiences, but it can make a big difference for our students and for us as an institution. We also recently launched a new high-demand health program this summer, a doctor of physical therapy. Instead of simply setting up a standard curriculum and expecting students to enroll, the program's planners sought the input from our prospective students on what would make the DPT degree more attractive. Those students asked for a concentrated timeline that would enable them to complete classroom and clinical learning in 30 months. A shorter time than similar programs around the country. This has the potential to lower student debt load and to allow them to graduate and head out into the field months ahead of their counterparts in other programs. We know that, of course, cost is not the only barrier for our students. As part of our efforts at Success WVU, we are broadening our mental health services. We're now a JED campus and one of only 200 such institutions in the country, or 15 in the state of Michigan, that have earned this status. It has enabled us to build a campus-wide team that will work to help students understand what is available to them. It will also allow us to connect students with additional online resources and develop a strategic plan for continued progress. We know that building and maintaining an inclusive campus is also critically important. We must continue to embrace and to celebrate our diversity and become a school of choice for those who didn't know they had one. That's why I'm enormously proud of the fact that Minority Access listed us as one of the leading institutions in the country for increasing the enrollment of African Americans, and that we recently received a Higher Education Excellent Diversity Award for the 7th year in a row. Now, I also have to take personal privilege and give a shout out to my fellow economists here right at WMU. For they have been continued in a partnership with Michigan State University to sponsor the American Economics Association Summer Training Program. This program is responsible for fully 20% of all economics doctorates awarded to underrepresented minorities. Congratulations. Now, we haven't always gotten everything right the first time. We're human, after all. But you know, creativity and innovation takes a continual willingness to examine what is and isn't working and to adapt to that information. Success at WMU is an example of such learning and iterative innovation. As one of our original transformational initiatives, we knew the power of mentorship and set a goal to provide every new student with a mentor. This made sense. Research had shown that mentoring first-generation college students is a key determinant of their success and that the benefits, they indeed last through their lifetime. Gallup research has found that students who had a mentor in college were twice as likely to be engaged at the workplace once they graduate. So we envisioned a campus where all of our mentors and mentees would be sitting around in rap sessions like they used to back in the 70s when I was a college student. What we learned is that college students are vastly different today than they were 20, 30, and 40 years ago. Nobody said 45, but anyway. Not all students always need or indeed want to get together in person to get advice and information. They want to meet their mentors where they are. And for many of them, that's on their devices. So we've revamped the idea. All students still get a mentor. But now the mentor meets them where they are. This new program, this newly named peer-to-peer mentoring experience, is much more digital. New students connect with trained and caring peers through a combination of digital and in-person experiences. They interact in ways that are comfortable, familiar, and convenient for them. It's an excellent example, again, of how we take action. We learn, we adapt as an organization. Our progress is also reflected in the changes that we made in our physical space, or as Western Student Association President Lauren Smith says, Lackin' McCracken. The new student center and dining facility in Hilltop Village that is being built on that old building site will be a space where students can gather, collaborate on common interests, and develop community. It will house a myriad of student services on these three stories designed to be welcoming, inclusive, and interactive. The first two stories will begin serving our students in 2 years, in the fall of 21. And we will celebrate the second phase, a large third-floor dining space, a year later in 2022. We've also recently celebrated setting the final beam atop the Arcadia Flats residential facility. This six-story, 197-unit structure will welcome more than 340 students when it opens next fall. It's been consciously designed to meet the needs of our upper-level and graduate-level students in an environment that's attractive and a LEED certified building. Our already nationally recognized College of Aviation is going to be flying even higher thanks to a partnership with the community of Battle Creek and the state of Michigan to build a new state-of-the-art education center at the W.K. Kellogg Airport. This $20 million project, which includes a $15 million grant from the state, will be open to our students next fall. Now, some of you may ask, why are we investing in new buildings? Can't we make do with the ones we have? After all, those temporary Elmwood apartments, they were good for kids in the 40s and 50s. Why not today? Through many lean years, Western has done a great job of taking care of its buildings and extending their useful life. In fact, the building that you're in right now was originally designed as a conference center, then retrofit again as a student center, and it's long outlived even the most liberal interpretation of useful life. What goes unseen every day in these buildings, indeed they are some of our oldest structures, is that we don't actually save money by continually keeping them afloat. We spend too much on these buildings and heating and cooling, when the heating and cooling works. We spend a lot of money on servicing them, and they are energy intensive and in some of the biggest producers of carbon on this campus. That's bad for the environment, and it's also bad for our budget. What's most important, though, is they don't meet the needs of our students. Did you know that the number one reason our admitted students choose another university over WMU? It's because of WMU's campus environment. Students tell us explicitly and also through their college choices that we need to make these improvements. Now, some might say they're vanity projects and they have no connection to what really matters, student success. But here's what we know. And we know unequivocally from a mountain of studies over decades, students who live on campus do better, they have better grades, they persist, and they graduate at higher rates. Students who are engaged in activities like those that will be housed at our new student center, things like RSOs and student government, along with other activities, you know what? Those students do better. These improvements are not just about catering to their students. They're also in service of our priority to make sure that they learn and they grow and that they are successful. I'll have to put in a plug. While we're on the topic of student success, you might be interested in knowing that we've already done some work and found out that those students who are participating on our esports facility have higher retention rates than the average student. They may be playing games, folks, but it's having an educational impact. Now, our progress on our campus is also showing up in our research and our creative activity. You know, we're a veritable research idea machine, literally. When the National Science Foundation put out a call across academia for the next big ideas to shape the future of STEM research, more than 800 entries poured in from universities and think tanks across the country. Only one Michigan institution was included amongst the 33 finalists, and only one institution in the whole country had three finalists amongst that group. Yeah, it's us, guys. It's us. Now, some people were guessing somebody else, weren't you? I know. Not those guys. Us. On top of this, WMU research team has started working with its peers at Iowa State and Michigan Tech and North Dakota State University on a nearly $1 million National Science Foundation grant to develop strategies to increase the number of female faculty members in our STEM disciplines. Yeah. We recently celebrated the $1.4 million grant from the Health Resources and Services Administration, which will support a program to address Michigan's devastating opioid epidemic. And we'll do this by partnering with communities to prevent, treat, and support opioid recovery efforts. And the Monroe Brown Foundation's Entrepreneurship Fund provided a $140,000 grant to WMU recently to support efforts to develop entrepreneurs. This grant will be used by our Introduction to Customer Discovery program to support our WMU Technology Development Fund efforts and similar technology transfer activities. Yeah. That's the tip of the iceberg. I could go on and on and on and on. But we have limited time, and my wife says thank you for cutting it short. So whether we're talking about senior completion assistance, our responsive academic programs, or focusing on our students' mental health needs, or promoting inclusion, building our campus that our students want and need, creating science for the next big ideas, the best of our energies and skills are coming together for a greater good. We are making a difference. But you know, we can't rest on our laurels. no matter how illustrious or tempting that might be. As the father of Western Normal State University said, Senator Vandercook, but the glory for the past is not sufficient. It's the present and the future that we must cope with to make for the betterment of conditions. So we are also focused on laying the groundwork for the future. Let me point to a couple of examples of our building the habit of excellence with an eye towards a longer term. Our students tell us that they need more flexibility in their educational journey without compromising them getting their degrees. They also need a more seamless educational experience. Our response is something we're calling One WMU, an initiative to create a new university college which will functionally centralize academic advising and some academic support services. It will also create an academic home with necessary supports for new students, exploring students, and those who are transitioning between majors. Now, this is an exciting cross-campus collaboration involving many colleges, academic affairs, student affairs, diversity and inclusion, and many others. We're not in that old siloed world anymore. They're coming together. One WMU will allow us to prepare students for the future while offering them the flexibility they need to explore their interests, their passions, and broaden their horizon. In a world where as many as half of all incoming college students enter without a stated major, and again, another half of our Broncos change their major at some point during their college career, we need to find a way to help them begin those transitions, begin their studies and their career explorations in a manner that allows them the freedom to explore and to adapt while supporting academic progress. Students and their families also tell us that the reason they pick a college is to help them prepare for jobs and careers. Now, I know, and you know, and indeed they know, they get much more out of a college than just a job. Just a career. They get much more of it. But the promise of a career opportunity is front and center in their minds when choosing where to go. And so we need to be responsive if we want to improve our retention. The good news about this focus is that if we improve there, not only do our students benefit, but you know what? It increases revenue and also increases our reputation. So we're also taking great strides and moving forward with another initiative, WMU Essential Studies. It's an integrated general education undergraduate curriculum that we'll be launching next fall, thanks to great efforts by the faculty and the Faculty Senate. Let's give them a round of applause. They're developing a three-part program which invites critical thinking and builds those skills that will be needed by tomorrow's leaders. This faculty-led innovation in our core curriculum will not only build a better future for our students, it will build on our reputation of quality. Another long-term focus for the campus is on our people, those in this room and around the campus. It's our people who makes WMU what it is today. You are what makes Eddie's story possible. So how are we placing you front and center? Well, earlier this year, we launched an initiative to understand and to strengthen our culture. Step one is we asked. We began with an employee engagement survey, and over 50% of you responded. That's an incredible response rate. Thank you. There were some positive results, to be sure. But I want to be unmistakably clear. You were quite candid. Yes, you were. And we heard you, and we appreciate it. Your message, we got work to do. We heard you when you said you don't feel like we're always on the same page, on the same team. We heard skepticism, perhaps born from strained relationships, the impact of limited resources, siloed behavior, a lack of accountability, and the need for more and better communication. So what's our next step? In just a few weeks, we'll gather once again. Cabot will present the results, and then we'll start a conversation with you. We'll be forthright in sharing the results and ask you to work with us to build a culture that attracts and retains the best and the brightest minds who are committed to our students and to advancing knowledge. We in leadership are all committed to demonstrating an open and more transparent communication and engagement across the institution. The next step will not be something done to you, it will be done with you. Please join us. Now, we recognize that we can't get to where we are as a campus or where we want to be as a campus without additional resources, whether that's for meeting the needs of our students or for those of our faculty or our staff. Unfortunately, we are in trying times. Our fall enrollment report was disappointing, a nearly 5% decrease in enrollment. This is greater than we've experienced in recent years and will adversely affect all of our unit budgets. Compounding that is, unfortunately, we're still waiting for the state of Michigan to adopt a budget for 2020. This is generating unprecedented uncertainty in what our resources are, even though we're already a quarter of the way into this fiscal year. Regardless of where we end up this year, it's clear that we must use the resources we have wisely and in service to our priorities. To further that, we began strategic resource management, a new university-wide budget model. The process started in April of 2018. SRM has the goal of putting new transparency and clarity into our budgeting process while providing incentives to best serve our students through decentralized decision-making. The committees that are part of this effort have been hard at work designing systems that meet those goals and adjusting them based on feedback from a steering committee comprised of cabinet and including myself. The steering committee is set again to meet next week to review and approve some final recommendations, and we're still on target for meeting our implementation goals. So the Hilltop Village, One WMU, strategic resource management are all interwoven major moves designed to achieve our goals of enhanced reputation, retention, and revenue. Each day they become more intertwined and more resonant. And the thing that will pull them all together is the outcome of our Think Big effort. In 1986, a couple of years ago, campus had a task force that was formed to examine the nature of the university. Here's what they found in 1986. Western Michigan University should publicly pick a direction or directions upon which to focus its efforts, rather than trying to do everything. WMU must become a major institution in Southwest Michigan or surrender leadership to one of our neighbors to the north. That was 1986. It is time, don't you think, to be clear about who we are and what we stand for. What's that special thing that we offer the world? We come to work every day to transform lives and make new discoveries and to create. That's just not Western. However, it's most research universities. So Think Big is about focusing that what we do into a special why we do it. The community has responded enthusiastically to the effort. More than 1,100 Broncos and friends participated in the first three phases. Then we surveyed another 4,200 people. That's nearly 5,500 people engaged in this disciplined, rigorous, and most importantly, inclusive process. Now, the preliminary results are in, and the Think Big team is synthesizing it with a design work that's happening over the summer. We'll be ready to present our big idea on October 14th. And that big idea will be a strategy that pulls all of our initiatives together. It will be our moonshot. Neil Armstrong and Michael Collins and Buzz Aldrin did an amazing job. But as I noted earlier, they didn't accomplish the moon landing quickly or solely through their own efforts. Far from it. The same is true for us today. We will achieve our moonshot if we all work together and continually seek excellence in our ever-evolving environment. Our success, our student success, our ability to advance new knowledge depends on our willingness and openness to new thinking and to innovate. It lies in our resolve to build great programs and evaluate them in light of a new environment that's in upheaval. Eddie War's story is our story. We are the home of the Greenleaf internship program. We're the home of the CETA Scholars program for our foster youth. We're the home of the Kalamazoo Promise Scholars program, which supports kids from KPS program, where over 70% of students are on free or reduced price meals. We're the home of the Foundation Scholars, which serves the nations, our countries, our states, most talented but most vulnerable students. Most encouraging outcome from the employee engagement survey is the one that tells us that WMU's future is bright. It gives us great hope and shows enormous potential for carrying us forward. There is a resounding agreement across all employee groups that what we have is a shared belief in the power of higher education for transforming the lives, generating valuable knowledge, and improving society. I can't think of a stronger base than that from which to build the future, despite all that external pressures. We want to remain the place where all may learn. Our students and your commitment are what get me out of bed in the morning. They are my why. This year we will identify our collective why. The unifying idea that will organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. We will continue to make short-term strides and never blink or shrink from our mission. So thank you for all that you do. The pursuit of our dream requires all of us to engage in persistent, purposeful action. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the annual State of the University Address by Western Michigan University President Edward Montgomery. He spoke earlier today during the university's fall academic convocation. We now join As It Happens from the CBC.